From the beginning, Iowa Pacific and Amtrak used the Indiana Department of Transportation as a middleman or even a mediator when the two rail companies seemed at odds. But when the contracts divvying up revenue from the Hoosier State were drawn up, they divided what was essentially a fixed pot of money, with Amtrak always being paid first. Iowa Pacific CEO Ed Ellis describes the result this way.
The way the contracts worked, we ended up getting less money as the train ran more on time.
INDOT spokesman Will Wingfield says the contract does not specify pay for on-time performance metrics, but admits Amtrak was paid about $3.9 million from INDOT in 2016, whereas Iowa Pacific got about one-eighth that amount. Ellis says he read the contract as it was being considered and did not anticipate those financial ramifications. Wingfield says Amtrak has indicated it will try to match Iowa Pacific's services, such as offering Wi-Fi internet and business class seating, but those contracts have not yet been signed. Amtrak did not return calls or emails seeking comment. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.